Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Yeah, that Ed Sheeran has quite the sense of humor. He does. You know, these two have been friends since 2013. And whenever he is in LA, he stays at Courtney's house. And he also uses her Alexa to secretly order X-rated gifts for her. Ed was on the Late Late Show with James Corden, and he admitted that one time when Courtney left the room, he ordered a GIMP mask.
Oh, that's funny.
And when it arrived, Courtney had no idea where it came from, so he keeps doing it. What's funny, he's probably putting it on, charging it to her account then if it's on Alexa, right? Because he's just like, Alexa, order a GIMP mask.
Right.
So she's paying for it, and she doesn't even know.
You are one sweet, creepy little dude.
So he said, now when I go back there, I order another GIMP mask. She has maybe like 12. I hide them in people's bedrooms, so they'll go in the drawer and find a leather S&M mask. He added, he said, she had two people look at her piano to try and buy it, two absolute strangers going into her house that I found out about. So I left a couple of masks on the piano. That's just kind of funny.
That is kind of funny.
Isn't he kind of funny, that Ed?
He is. Got a good sense of humor.
Yep.
Ariana Grande is teaming up with a group called BetterHelp to give away $1 million in free therapy. Applicants will be matched with a licensed therapist for one free month, and they'll get 15% off the second month. In an Instagram post, Ariana said, while acknowledging that therapy should not be for a privileged few.
It's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It can be, and especially.
Right, and not all insurances cover it.
Or they cover like two sessions and you need 10.
Yeah, look, yeah, like two sessions is going to do
right.
Much, right?
Thanks, I'm healed.
Yeah. And she said, you know, this should be something everyone has access to. And acknowledging that what we're doing here won't fix that issue in the long run, but I wanted to do this anyway in hopes of inspiring you to kind of dip your toe in and feel okay asking for help.
You got to get into therapy.
I don't need therapy. I'm just mentally ill.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that too. But the point is to hopefully rid your minds of any sort of self-judgment in doing so.
Or any stigma attached to going to therapy. Yeah, I love that. I think that's great.
I do too.
Cool.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. See
and
if
I love
it might be for you.
Being in therapy. I've gone three separate times and it's been wonderful.
It's very addictive because, you know, you're talking about your favorite subject.
Yeah, you.
Right. I loved it.
I know, though, I have a very good friend who is a therapist. And she told me once, she said, anytime a therapist, if you're sitting in therapy, anytime a therapist says to you after you've revealed something, they go, ah, that's interesting.
They're not listening?
No, that means they have no idea what else to say to you about what you just said.
Oh, that's great. I got that a lot.
I also enjoy, well, how does that make you feel? Uh-huh. Well, thanks for asking, because that's what I've been waiting to talk about, my feelings.
Yeah. But back to me. All right, we should take a break here. We got some other stuff to talk about. What did Kim Kardashian where to the Vatican, and the heat was so bad yesterday, it caused a pitcher to kind of lose his lunch on the mound at Yankee Stadium. So we'll have that story and some other stuff coming up as we continue here at Cincinnati's Q102.
Loved 4th of July. You want a sparkler?
No.
At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block, then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it off, the $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car. Get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window. Hurry up, he's lighting off the $48 one. Hurry up.
What does it do?
That's the thing. I don't know. Slit! Slit! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
It's going on here?
Nothing.
What's that, the $48 one?
That's one of my favorite Jim Brewer bits. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, 638. We got rain and thunder developing by noon. And it's supposed to continue throughout the afternoon. High of 86 right now, 73 at Cincinnati's Q102.
What was the Kim Kardashian? Did you guys see the dress?
I did.
No, I haven't seen the dress.
I'll show it to you.
Is it really bad?
Oh, my God.
Well, they call it. Do you want to tell them what they're calling
yeah,
it?
Well,
when we went to the Vatican, they had a dress code.
Well, hold on.
They said there were certain things, certain way you had to dress.
Let me tell you about the dress.
Let her tell you, and then I'll show you the pic.
It was an off-the-shoulder, sheer white lace dress with lots of cutouts to expose her midsection and back.
So they're calling them ovary cutouts. Does that put it into perspective? Like, think about where your ovaries are. These are called ovary cutouts.
Do you know where ovaries are?
Yep.
Yes.
Do.
So it's a very sexually inspired dress line.
I wish she would have dressed like a Swiss guard, at least had some of the cool colors on there.
Yeah, some are calling it blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
One woman tweeted, Kimmy, have you no decency? We understand you are decorum absent, but you must find it necessary. But must you find it necessary to parade your assets in this manner at the Vatican? Disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, when we were in Italy and we went to the Vatican, they're kind of giving you a rundown on, you know, what is appropriate dress being with inside the walls. And
it's an interesting choice.
You know, gentlemen had to wear like a shirt with a collar, and I don't think we were allowed to wear jeans.
How about a sheer lace dress? Do you think you would have?
I don't think that was on the list.
That wasn't on the
list.
Did
you have ovary cutouts? Did Kristen have ovary cutouts?
That dress is not that bad.
The jeans thing might have been okay, but yeah, I don't think a dress like that would fly.
Do you guys think that that's a revealing dress?
I mean, my grandma would be very upset if I wore it to church.
Yeah.
It seems like it's intentionally suggestive.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
It's a woman who's made money on her ass.
Yeah.
And she's showing it off in this dress.
Well, you know. I mean, guess who gave her that booty? The big guy gave it to her.
Well, the lace. The thing about the lace is the way that it has the sheer lining underneath it, so it looks like she's naked.
Well, they also said that this was kind of like a very empowering move for her. Like because I saw this come down yesterday on TMZ, and I'm like, what does that mean, ovary? I was trying to like in my head picture what ovary cutouts are, and they are exactly what you think they are. Where your ovaries are, there's big cutouts. And they said that this is essentially her being like, screw you. I don't know.
Yeah, it does really kind of feel like that.
But
all right. Well, it's not just the West that's dealing with the crazy heat. Los Angeles pitcher Dylan Bundy was on the mound at Yankee Stadium Monday night, and temperatures were in the 90s. Bundy was struggling right from first pitch, and by the end of the second inning, it got to him so bad that he vomited right there on the pitcher's mound.
Sorry to interrupt. That's a waterfall on that hat.
Wow.
You talked about the weather when you came back from break, Jose.
90 degrees at game time.
Yeah, we can't say dry heat there.
I think there's something going on. He's getting sick. So Bundy battling an illness, apparently.
Tony, it is. It's hard to pitch when it's hot and humid like that.
Everybody's like,
yeah. So obviously he was pulled from the game, but he'll be fine. He was just dealing with heat exhaustion. Yeah. This also happened to Tigers pitcher Bo Burrows earlier this month.
Man, that's rough. You do not want to be standing on that pitcher's mound in the middle of the day in this heat.
No.
There's room, thanks.
There's room, too, because I don't know if you guys have been following baseball, but there's a new rule where the umpires can go check the pitcher for illegal substances in their mitt, where they can go up there right away and say, show me your mitt right now. That just started, I think, last week.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joke there somewhere.
Like it's using the vomit to make a good ball.
Something.
He takes a few steps past just regular old spit.
How embarrassing, though. I bet he ends up on SportsCenter for that.
Yeah. I wonder how many people watching have that sympathetic reflex when they see it.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't like watching people vomit, do not Google or play the Dylan Bundy video link because it's out there.
Yeah.
And there's a pretty graphic picture of him.
Yeah.
Yakking.
Yep.
Can you tell what he had for breakfast?
Lots pretty of- much. It's pretty graphic.
They got a good close up.
Yeah.
Well, Elvis Costello defended Olivia Rodrigo when a Twitter user implied she plagiarized his music. I guess there's a guitar riff in Olivia's song Brutal, and it sounds pretty similar to the one in Elvis's hit Pump It Up.
Hmm.
But even if she did borrow the riff, isn't this a new and different way to handle it? Elvis doesn't care. He said, this is fine by me. It's how rock and roll works. You take the broken pieces of another thrill and make it a brand new toy.
He's not going to sue her?
No.
You get millions of dollars?
No.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.